hailing from parts unknown at a combined weight of 501 pounds. They are the Morning Rush Hour World Tag Team Champions. They have no fear, no back down, just a couple of gutsy guys. No one will take those MRH World Tag titles from these men. It's Taz, it's the Moose, illustrious champions, right here every day on CBS Sports Radio.
You know it's every day, Moose and Taz be paving the way. Talking about every sport, you know that they never missing a play. From the NBA to the NFL to college games, they always bringing the knowledge, nobody ever can try to go stop it. Only me talking the truth, only me talking the truth, ayy.
All right, it's Taz and the Moose with you here on this Monday morning as we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Home is so much more than a house. It's the home of your dreams, and for 30 years, they've been making it better. Rocket Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. You've got Mike Pete across the way, Bogus, with your updates to 9 a.m. Eastern time. We go here on this Monday morning. 855-212-4CBS is your number to call. And CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is brought to you by Geico. Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance.
Moose, we were talking about Antonio Brown and what potentially, you know, what's going to happen to him. It's like, I think he's just going to be sitting around doing nothing. I don't think people want to take a chance. He could be a big-time headache. Let's go down to Richmond, Virginia, talk to Chris, listening on Sirius XM 206. Chris, you're on with Taz and Moose. What's up?
Good morning, guys. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Chris. What's going on, brother?
Not much. Hey, Moose, just to let you know, too, on your washer, it might be because of condensation, because of temperatures going from heat to cold. I know I had that issue about 5-6 years ago, and that's basically what I found out was this condensation was building up in the washroom area.
You know, I was going to say that. Chris is right. I was going to tell you that part.
Would that mean Taz, you're funny. Would that mean smoke would be billowing out of the back of it?
Well, you know, if with condensation, you get the liquid, so that would be on your wires and stuff like that.
Yeah, it sits on the wires. Sits there. He's right.
Oh, so the fireman was like, it smells like an electrical fire. Maybe the
yeah,
board.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great. That's fantastic. Thank you, Chris. Do you have to get a new washer?
I can't. Actually, I gave it away. I gave it away for parts, and I didn't want to, I just didn't want to take a chance of anything in the future. I mean,
that's smart.
That expensive.
Moose is going to keep his.
I didn't want to get back up and then all of a sudden have a house on fire.
Yeah. Over, well, that was smart, Chris. Unlike Moose, where he's going to duct tape it and try and make it work.
Yeah, I'm going to duct.
Hey, Chris, ask Moose where his washer's sitting right now at his house. Ask him. It's on his freaking lawn. Exactly.
It's on my lawn. My wife's like, what are we doing here? I go, what do you mean? She goes, our washing machine's on our lawn in the front. She goes, this looks awful. I go, it's only going to be there a short time. She goes, I don't want anybody to come over. They pull up and there's the washing machine sitting there on the front lawn. She goes, it looks terrible. I go, what do you want me to do with it? It's a 300-pound piece of equipment. What do you want me to do, strap it to my back?
Oh, those are easy to move around, too.
Yeah.
Washer seems easy to move.
Exactly.
Just a clump of metal.
The two firemen that were basically each 6'4", two of them needed to carry it out. What do you want me to do with it?
Oh, boy.
So my thing is, I think the reason why AB's having a hard time getting the job is because obviously he left the Patriots and with Belichick. You know, if it was anybody else than Belichick that turned you away, you know, people might give you a chance, but there's two teams I think that would give him a chance just because of other players they signed. And I mean, AB didn't do anything illegal, but if you look at Kansas City with Hill, and if you look at Cleveland Browns with Kareem Hunt, they obviously have a lot more baggage than AB does, and especially with Cleveland. Cleveland has those kind of players. You know, they have Odell Beckham, they have, you know, their quarterback, and both of them are, you know, look at me now type players. So, you know, I could see them two teams giving AB a chance.
You know, you bring up, I think, more Kansas City than Cleveland. I mean, Cleveland, if you bring Antonio Brown, and thanks a lot for the call, Chris, and for the advice on the washer, more importantly. But, you know, I'll tell you, Taz, I'd be surprised at the Browns with, I know they took the gamble on Kareem Hunt, but with Landry and with Beckham in the mix as well at wide receiver, you're going to throw Antonio Brown now into that mix. I mean, you got three guys that all want the football. I have a hard time envisioning that. But Now, you're talking about the mindset of the organization. The mindset of the organization for Dorsey is to gamble on talent. So right. You're not wrong with that mindset. I think if Beckham wasn't there and they never made that trade with the Giants, I could see that. I think with Beckham there, I have a hard time thinking that they're going to throw Brown into that mix now.
Well, I mean, I see what Chris is saying. And you said, I think he's looking more like from an organizational perspective,
sure.
You know, and I think he's right about that, Chris is, you know. And as far as the Browns, they have a lot of talent, as we know, and they just don't know how to win games. And they have a leadership issue. They have a quarterback who I hate to say it about the guy, but I feel he's grossly overrated. And he made a big mistake yesterday in this game. He made a big mistake where he had an opportunity late in the game. I watched the game.
Yeah.
And he had an opportunity where what I'm about to say is total armchair quarterbacking, but you know, yeah, he had a chance to take a look down the field at Beckham on the left hand side who beat the corner and it was breaking up field. And instead he rushed it, was not under pressure, and he threw the ball over to Juice Landry in the middle of the field, who was double covered, and the game basically was the end of the game. I mean, he really made a big mistake at this point in the game. Like, it was a bad decision. Beckham was pissed. He stayed to himself on the sideline, and Beckham had some great plays yesterday. Now, how do you not think of that best receiver first? Steve Young was either on the commentary or he was piped into the game. He was freaking out. He's like, how do you not even take a look at Beckham? I needed to know where Rice was at all times.
I'm sure.
Wherever Rice is, I know there's a great chance I'm throwing the ball in that area. He goes, that's how you got to be with Beckham. And this kid Mayfield just doesn't even... And I'll tell you, Beckham was furious. You could see he didn't throw a fit on the sideline. He stayed to himself. He had his helmet off. Man, he was boiling because he didn't get a look.
No, and he should have gotten that look. And in the 24-19 loss to the Cleveland Browns yesterday in Denver against the Broncos, Allen played well for Denver, throwing a couple touchdown passes, one to Cortland Sutton, which was an unbelievable catch. And then Noah Fant, the rookie tight end out of Iowa, had himself a game as well, had over 115 yards receiving, a 75-yard long reception, and a touchdown, Taz. So the Broncos looked a little healthier offensively. Lindsey did a nice job running the football, too. They had big plays, but you're right. The play was to be made there. And here's Baker Mayfield, who had an interesting attire after the game. Here is Baker Mayfield addressing the loss, addressing the media after the loss yesterday for the Browns.
That's the frustrating part is, you know, we cleaned our problem up that we said we were going to address and then still didn't come out with a win. But it just goes to show we have to be able to do our job and then make the plays when they're there.
Mm. Yeah, and you look at it in terms of cleaning it up, you know, they did not turn the football over. They only had 5 penalties for 40 yards. They played a relatively clean football game. You know, they outgained the Denver Broncos. They had more first downs in the game, you know. They had more yards passing in the game, but still the Browns end up with a loss nonetheless.
And, you know, the play I was talking about, it was 4th and 4. Okay,
yep.
I can't remember the down distance. It was 4th and 4. It was like 3 minutes and 20 seconds left in the game. Okay, and at that point, to your point, it was 24 Denver, 19 Cleveland. And they went for the 4th down. And he went to Juice Landry, who was probably about 4 or 5 yards over the first down marker. And he was double covered. And he never, he wasn't, he had.
No, you got to look Beckham's route. Beckham threw his left hand up as he's running down the sideline.
Yeah.
Like he's got a step and a half on the corner, and he did. And you got to give Beckham an opportunity to make that play. You can't throw a double, you can't throw
that's
to Landry who's double covered. I don't disagree with you.
I couldn't believe it, dude.
It's a mistake. Yeah. I mean, it absolutely is a mistake by Baker Mayfield as they're now sitting there at 2-6 here, approaching week 10 of the NFL regular season. And then you get to the Jets, Taz, who go down to Miami yesterday. And lose the Miami Dolphins in amazing fashion, in which they jump out ahead 7-0 in this game. And then the blink of an eye, I mean, Fitzpatrick throws 3 touchdown passes. They lose the game 26-18. Fitzpatrick looked great. Darnold had a terrible interception, after initial touchdown pass to Griffin that was reversed after replay, saying that he did not maintain possession of the football going to the ground, that it bobbled a little bit. He did get his feet down. Very next play, they're running kind of a rollout. Miami blitzes the rollout. Darnold under duress. He throws the ball up for grabs, ends up getting intercepted. I mean, a strange turn of events at the end of the first half. So it's about to be a 21-14 game at the half, right? Darnold throws the interception. Then Fitzpatrick, basically at the half-yard line, trying to just run the clock out, fumbles the snap, falls on top of it, pulls the ball back into the end zone before he's touched. It's on the goal line. Jets end up getting a safety, free kick, then a field goal right before the end of the first half from, I think, 52 yards out from the great Sam Ficken. So they, what should have been 21-14 at the end of the half ends up being 21-12 in a strange turn of events. But still, the Dolphins end up going on to the easy win.
I you know what? I was watching the Bills-Redskins game at this point. I flipped over a little bit, and I watched a little bit of this Jet game. I didn't watch a lot, truth be told. I mean, it's two real. They're both sitting now 1-7. Two just horrific football teams. I mean, it's just and
I get it, but here's where you feel good about. Here's where you feel good. Miami, right, for Brian Flores. You know, he's getting his first win
right.
as an NFL head coach. They're 1-7. We know they're trying to tank. Felt good for him, and we'll get to Adam Gase here momentarily. Lost his mom in the spring. He talked about the fact that after the game he was thinking about his mom walking off the field. He's certainly a guy that is in an opportunity, worked his rear end up off there on Belichick's staff to get this opportunity down in Miami. I think he's a good coach. I don't think he's got a lot to work with down with Fitzpatrick and Rosen, and they've traded a lot of the quality players. They traded his left tackle and his best defensive player in Laremy Tunsil and Minkah Fitzpatrick. I'll tell you, Taz, team plays hard.
Yeah,
I mean they Miami plays hard every week. It's not like they're getting their doors blown off and losing game. Miami isn't giving you. They jumped out 14-0 on Pittsburgh. They end up losing that game 27-14, but they were up 14-0 at one point in time. They're down 7-0 Sunday. They come back. They're leading that game 21-7. They win 26-18. Even with their supreme lack of talent, Flores does have that team playing hard.
No, I like him. I agree with you. I do think he's. He's a keeper for sure. I mean, he's going to hold his players accountable and all that stuff. I think he don't have all the assets that he would want. If he has some time under his contract and he's there for a couple of years and gets to build his, not just his staff, but his roster and make adjustments on his staff. I mean, he's got some good players. That kid, that tight end, Gesicki, he had a hell of a day.
Yeah, the former Penn State
kid. He had 6 or 7 catches, 95 yards.
I mean, yeah, he played very, very
really,
well.
Really good.
Williams played well, too. Yeah. Devontae Parker played well.
Right, so they had some highlights in there. I mean, how was Don? I mean, I'm looking at his 27-39, 260, one TD, one touch. How did he feel when you watched? Did he feel like...
He was okay. I had more of an issue with the play call. I mentioned that was a horrendous interception at the end of the first half.
I sort of highlighted that.
A horrendous decision. Like, that is one, as a second-year quarterback, you cannot make that throw when he threw it up for grabs. You can't make that throw. I thought he looked okay. I thought he was fine.
Yeah.
Problem is, he's turned the ball over, what is it, 7-8. Now it's 9 turnovers in the last 3 games. One yesterday. And I think before that, he had 8 in the previous 2 weeks. You can't do that.
No, you can't do that. And if they can make some adjustments on the O-line eventually, you got a guy like Bell who he had 17 touches. I mean, that's good they're trying to incorporate him in 66 yards. But, if you get that offensive line cooking somehow, make some adjustments next year or what have you. And a guy like Bell there, I mean, he's just such a difference maker. I still believe in him,
Now everyone's calling for Adam Gase. I agree with you about Bell. The offensive line, that's a massive issue
for the
New York Jets. Now here is Sam Darnold talking about the fact of all the heats that now on Adam Gase first year or the way that this team has played. Here's Darnold talking about his head coach.
He's putting together great game plans.
Really?
We're staying motivated every single game. We go out there and give great effort. In practice, we have great effort. Again, it's just about staying consistent and executing and putting really good drives together.
Here's Adam Gase was asked the question, are you embarrassed by this loss?
I mean, it's the NFL, man. It's the NFL. Can't be embarrassed by this.
All right. There you go. That's Adam Gase. The NFL man can't be embarrassed by this. Blank.
He is a strange cat, man. He really is. He's just funny, man.
You, a couple things strike me funny about Gase. Number one is he doesn't put together great game plans. I mean, Darnold, this is not some brilliant offense schematically that they're putting together. And some of the play calls are absolutely mind-numbing. There was a scene in that game, Taz, and I know you were locked in on the Bills and Skins, riveting game up there in Orchard Park. because it was, I mean, edge of your seat kind of stuff.
I was all
Skins
in,
and
man.
Bills. I know you were. I know you. Well, the Bills are good. So. Yeah. I wasn't. I've given up on the Skins. But right. anyway, I was watching.
Well, I should
was
have said we should have called on Friday the Taz and Moose Bowl.
We should have. I know. We should have done that.
Blew that, Mike.
We did. Yeah, but I'll tell you, there was a scene in that game yesterday where the Jets defense is on the field. I want to say this is the third quarter. And they have a shot of Gase sitting on the bench.
Oh, my God.
All by himself.
That's tremendous.
Not a coach around him.
That's
not
crazy.
A player around him. Sharpie out. With that dopey play-calling sheet and a notebook, writing notes on the play-calling sheet and then writing notes on his notebook with anybody around as his team is playing on the field.
He's drawing pitches. He's not even – it's not even – he's making stick figure guys.
Right. He's drawing Mickey Mouse on the bench. Mickey Mouse, Donald Duck, and Goofy as he's sitting there on the bench. Taz, isn't that a little strange?
It
and
is,
I get McVay. There's been scenes out in Los Angeles with the Rams when Phillips is calling that defense and McVay's there on the bench looking at his game plan, but not as much. You saw more year one. This is now Adam Gase has been, he's been a head coach before, was down in Miami a week ago. It just struck me strange. Like, your team is on the court. The other thing that struck me strange is the Jets, toward the tail end of that first half, they're running offensive play. He calls a play. He's staring at his game as the play is going on, as Darnold's getting set to take the football. They have a great camera angle, and over Darnold's left shoulder is Gase.
Yeah.
He's not watching the play.
He's looking at the paper.
He's looking at the paper.
Oh, my God. It's probably
like he's looking at the paper, looking at the next play call to call, instead of looking at the play that's happening on the field.
I didn't see that, but I'm envisioning what you laid out, the scene you set up. But I'm picturing Gase with the eyes looking at the sheet of paper or whatever the hell he's drawing on his pitches while the play's happening with those crazy eyes. Like, dude, that guy is funny, man. And he is, like, that audio of him, that's just, there's a plethora of audio. The guy hasn't been on the job for a year.
No,
and there's tons of great press conference stuff.
It doesn't stop.
It's unbelievable.
It just does not stop. And I went back this morning and watched. Went back and watched the presser on YouTube, right? Because I only saw a little bit of it. Man, people are nasty.
The comments,
chat session,
the YouTube
chat session on the right comes up.
You can't read
as
that.
It's playing.
Oh, I can imagine.
My God. Like,
yeah.
Oh my.
Yeah, what? No, it's
like you. There is.
Well,
there
it's
is,
social media. It's,
I understand
it's
that.
Everybody's
but
a tough
there
guy,
is
you know?
Literally hashtag fire Gase. Get
oh,
rid
yeah.
of him.
Yeah.
I can't believe it. Owners should be embarrassed. I mean,
well, Jet fans right now are miserable.
Oh, they're angry. Hey, Gase coming out saying we will play relevant football games in December. They're 1-7. It's over. They didn't even get to mid-November.
December.
Taz.
You better hope the league don't throw you out by December.
He might get fired. They lose to the Giants this week, Taz. Giants-Jets game. Go get it. Giants Monday night affair against the Cowboys tonight. That's a tough one.
He could be. Well, right. But I'm saying if he loses.
To the Giants?
To the Giants.
Say if he loses, like, say, 33-10.
Thanks for coming, Adam.
I mean, he could get fired. Greg Williams could step into another role as head coach. Now
he'll be the new Florida State head coach, Adam Gase.
We'll get to Willie Taggart here in a little bit. The Packers went out west, laid an egg. We'll get into that next. It's Taz and Moose with you on this Monday morning, CBS Sports Radio.
Give Taz and the Moose a call, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, two and more brought to you by the Home Depot. Visit HomeDepot.com for details on flooring, appliances, and bathroom home improvements. The Home Depot, more saving, more doing. How about Lamar Jackson? Jackson accounted for 3 touchdowns as the Ravens knocked off the previously unbeaten Patriots 37-20 in Baltimore. Jackson passed for 163 yards and a score, rushed for 2 more touchdowns. As the Ravens improved to 6-2, knocked the Patriots from the ranks of the undefeated.
And is there a problem here? Luke's been in this company longer than me. Like, Andrew, too. Like, I'm still waiting on my, the form I'm waiting on. For my what's the words I'm looking for? The clarification of my requested
vacation.
Vacation.
Yeah, you'll get.
Well, where is the friggin' form?
I don't know. You ask Caitlin for it.
Well, I keep looking in my multiple mailboxes, but as long as I don't see it.
As long as the dates are clear, you're good.
No, but I need for my records. I need it for my notes and my records. You know how I am with my records.
I would send Caitlin an email.
I got to send her an email now?
Yeah.
Does she listen to the show?
She doesn't.
No, I don't think
so. And she's not here until 9, so you won't see her.
Well, we're on the air live. She can get it on that awesome radio.com app.
Yes, she could, yes. I don't disagree with that. I don't know. I can't
Caitlin, if you're listening, can I please have my form? Or Mr. Chernoff, please. I'd like my form.
Okay.
You know, too bad that you don't have Pete in charge of your schedules. Like, he's in charge of the anchor and tape op, because there are no issues.
Well, he'll play around.
You hand him that sheet. He brings out his little stamp, like a notary public.
He
gives it to you, marks it down his book.
He's
it right back to you. There's no delays.
Pete, have I ever asked you for any favors?
That's a very loaded question.
Okay, a lot of laughter. Well,
that's true.
Okay, we'll leave that part alone.
Can you get Taz's forms?
Thank you. That's all I'm asking.
Can you just get my...
Because I need it for my notes. My accountant's like, we need these forms.
The dates... You got the dates off, no? Pete, go get the forms, please.
I'll check it out.
I have my manager and my accountant both want those forms for all... We keep them in our file cabinet at the office.
Mark it down.
Yeah, mark it. Yeah, so I can you please... Because I know you can do it.
I will work on it, yes.
There you go.
No, I don't want to hear you work on it, bro.
He's going to get it.
I'll get it.
Thank you. That's all I want to
do. You can go now.
Where is Caitlin? She's not here.
Why can't you send an email? Just fire out an email right now.
I don't think Caitlin likes me anyway.
That's not true.
Dude, she walks by me.
You want to call her?
I don't have her number.
I have her number.
For vacation forms.
You could just tell her Taz is bitching about you on the radio. I mean, you could do that. I don't know. I'm just saying. I want somebody. I would like my form. I did my due diligence. I got my request in early. I mean, what are we doing?
So you're going to be off for the whole month of December, I think.
Yes. And rumor has it, it's been approved. I just need it. My accountant and Bernie, my manager, they need it for the files.
Nice.
So, you know, we keep that stuff in a nice cabinet at the office.
And you don't make Bernie wait. If there's one thing we've learned, Moose.
No.
Bernie
no.
can't wait.
Don't
wait.
It's all over me.
Yeah.
And then my accountant, I'm like, what do you need it for? Because we just need it. It's not like the money involved. It's like it's not a, you know, but whatever. I don't argue with these people, you know, but so I just don't understand. And here's the problem, ladies and gentlemen, listening. Moose, right?
Yeah.
The guy next to me here, he got his form.
I got one form for Thanksgiving.
Okay. Well, I'm not here for Thanksgiving either.
I got it. I understand. I got it right away. You're right.
Have you checked your mailbox down the hallway?
I check it every
time. He checks it all the time.
A knucklehead Andrew Bogus.
That's the first thing he does.
As soon as I get here.
Right here. He's waiting for his
mailbox. No, usually he yells at
somebody. I've never seen somebody be so, I would say, stringent, anal, on getting these forms. All I've heard about is these forms for like five straight shows.
I have been telling you. I feel bad for you because I've been nothing
I've been
wrong.
The sounding board.
I'm like,
during every break,
where's the form?
I go, Taz, I don't know where the forms are. I think it's...
And then I ask Moose, you got your forms. Why don't I get mine? And Moose's like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Can you talk to Chernoff for me?
Sure. You want me to be like, Mark, Taz, you know, that'll be right at the top of the list of all the other...
Just bring the forms over here?
I mean,
right
he
now?
Is here now to
I'm,
talk to.
Walk in the studio. Well, give me my forms.
You've raised it to him that you don't have the forms, and you still don't have the forms.
I know. Thank you for bringing that up. I'm so glad you shared that with the public.
Well, it's true.
The thing is, I did. I went in this office last week.
It was not of high priority.
Right. And I went in during one of our breaks, which I'm usually show prepping, and I go in, and I said to the program director, I need my forms. He goes, well, you got the dates off. You didn't get the forms? And then Mike saying, Taz, you got to get back. We're live. And I had to walk out.
So you're off. The dates are off.
I need proof.
Okay. Well, Caitlin will get it for you. Pete will get it. Pete will haunt Caitlin until she comes up with the forms.
I hear Andrew
and
typing
at this stage,
right now.
Pete,
email
do
to
me a
Caitlin.
Favor. If He's Caitlin doesn't have the forms, just find out what the dates are and make up a form. So he can end this. So Taz can have the form.
By a manager.
Got it.
And it'll be signed by, we'll sign Bilotti.
Bilotti
will sign it.
Pete, can you just overrule Caitlin here and approve Taz's vacation?
No, the vacation's approved.
It's
already.
Approved,
it's not
approved.
It's not a matter that Taz doesn't have the days
it's
off.
Approved.
He
Turn
just wants this
it.
Form.
Can you can you create such a form that is binding for Taz right now?
I can create a form. I don't know if it's binding.
Well, there's something binding. It's not your form. But so
we'll get you your form.
Right. I don't know who's going to get it for me first. I would say Pete. Caitlin doesn't like me, so she's not going to do
that's
it.
That's not true. I'd say Pete's going to get it.
A lot of people here don't like me.
Pete
will get it. People don't make eye contact with me. Why, Moose?
I don't know. You're so warm and fuzzy.
Why are people here not making eye contact with me?
I have no idea.
Mike, why?
I don't know.
Mike barely speaks anymore.
Mike just wants to get to
Mike
the
walks.
Day.
Mike walks.
Mike
through.
Minds his business.
Right. Mike disappears. He hands you the rundown, then he like disappears. I was thinking maybe for a stretch there, you know, IBS, irritable bowel syndrome.
I mean, that is true. But it's the countdown.
Basically on the toilet for 45 minutes every morning.
Why are first tie delivery
3 fiber pills a day.
Is there a problem that people here, Mike, are not making eye contact with me?
It depends on how you feel about them. But that's more of your decision.
We're not worthy.
I don't give a rat's ass about most of them. But
that's okay.
I do look at people's eyes when I talk to them.
That might be where the problem stems from.
Yeah. You think?
Your lack of regard for everyone else.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Now it's me. It's my attitude.
Yeah.
It's a bad attitude.
And they feel it.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I'm home with my wife. Anyway. Bogus, what's going on, brother?
You've been hearing about the washing machine.
Yeah. No, not just that. Dealing with other people, communication.
Does she wonder why no one likes her as well?
No, me, and her friends.
Mark, we can't get the mail. The washing machine's in the way of the mailbox.
It's one thing. It's another thing.
Blocking the mailbox.
You know, do you like this guy? Do you like that guy? You got to be more conversational. You got to be this.
Who, you? You're very conversational. Wait a minute. Who said you're not conversational?
My wife.
No.
Yeah, with people that...
You're all about conversation.
Well, I do. I'm not like... I would not say I've got, you know, diarrhea of the mouth, but there are times where...
I don't know. I don't know.
Touche, Tess.
Just saying. Look at what you do for a living.
That's the thing, though. The last thing you want to do after being on the air for 17 hours with multiple former Giants and a Taz is then talk somebody up at a party.
Well, I agree with you, but my wife was like, sometimes you're a little bit more too introverted. I'm like, well, what do you want me to say? Like, you want me to walk in like I'm Johnny Carson? God rest his soul.
What's going on, guys?
Right, I have a guy. You want to be my Ed McMahon?
I have a brother-in-law like that, like the Johnny Carson.
Walk you want me to be working the room? Like, I don't know what you want me to do.
When he first got to the family, my wife's family years ago, I said to my wife, because he's married to my wife's sister, I said, listen, I will never be like that gentleman. You understand that? She goes, no, I know that you're kind of a loner. You just stay to yourself at family functions. I really do. I find the nearest TV, I put a game on or wrestling or MMA, and I watch it, and I pack a little
bit. No, are you being serious?
I'm not kidding.
No, are you being serious?
I'm being that serious.
I'm very
to myself, and I just, a couple of my brother-in-laws will watch, and that's it. I don't get involved.
Well,
I don't talk a lot.
Right. I'm not a big, when we're at, like, my wife last night, where not only do we have the washing machine, but she's bringing up a barbecue we went to like 3 months ago. Hmm. Whether or not I had a good time at the barbecue. And then some of her friends were asking if I liked them. I go, I wasn't rude to everybody. And she was like, well, you weren't talking to a lot of people. I go, I had plenty of conversations during the course of the barbecue.
Let me give you some advice,
Moose. I had a good time. And she's like, well, not going. I'm like, wait a second. What do you want me to be doing?
Wait, and this is a lady that makes you work all the time.
Well,
you got no energy left. Right. And then you want to be the life of the party?
Right.
I got you, Moose. I got you.
The whole Moose's work last stop.
Yeah.
It's Andrew who fuels a lot.
Yeah.
I finally figured it out.
Andrew's my hype man.
He is your hype man.
Bogus.
Get bogus, that money.
Yeah. Bogus to me is what Bilotti is to you.
And with that guy, it's to Jalen Ramsey.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
You go get that money.
Give my Moose a Saturday off.
Right.
And he'll be rested up and ready to go for your party.
I had a great time at that party. I was talking to guys. We were making plans to go to Bobby V's in Stanford, go bet some ponies, this and that. I had a great time at the party.
You didn't fall asleep on the couch. I've done that.
You had a great party. You had a great time. That's not what I felt. I looked over and you looked like you were miserable. I go, how did I look like I was miserable?
God, if your wife could see me.
I go, Donna, this was 3 months ago. How is this coming up tonight?
Let me give you some advice.
Like, the Pats and Ravens are on right now. Why are we talking about this? This was 3 months ago.
I will tell you, I'm going to give you some advice. If your wife or anybody else that is in your family that you love feel that you at a family function are not personal and you're not talking enough, say what I say to people. Pay me. I get paid to talk. That's what you gotta say, bro. And then I'll walk away.
Taz, if I ever did that, but that's a great line. That is a great line.
Pay me.
Yeah, right.
If you want me to talk, you gotta.
If you
pay
do
me.
Something well, you never do it for free.
That's it. Why am I gonna talk? Why would I let other people into my life at a party and let them know my intellect, my creativity, my pizzazz?
Well,
why would I do that?
I don't know.
Without paying me.
And then the other thing is there's some conversations where people are talking. I have no idea who the hell they're talking about. And the subject matter, because it's so like inner circle amongst like three or four people, that what am I supposed to add to that conversation?
Well, probably, great point.
Like, if I do not have knowledge of it, or I don't know basically two thirds of the people that you're talking, what am I to add to that conversation?
Just walk away from them. Just walk away.
But then I'm criticized. I'm being analyzed. I'm at a barbecue trying to eat hamburgers and hot dogs and enjoy myself.
Kielbasa.
Let the kids cut free because there's other children there. I got 2 hours of free time, and my wife is breaking down how I'm acting at the party. Yeah. And this happened 3 months ago.
Wow. She sat on it for 3 months.
This is a Sunday night. As I walk into the house following a success.
You know why? Someone said something.
And I'm walking past my washing machine.
Outside.
Which is on your porch. Yeah.
Which is and this is what I walk into. I walk into an absolute hornet's nest.
And if you said to your wife, pay me to talk, you'd be on the lawn with the washing machine.
That's true. Right. I can't tell my wife that.
Yeah. No, don't tell her that. No, but so she sat on this information. So either that, or someone texted her yesterday.
Yes.
And said, you know, Don, you know, Moose was really like a rude ass at that party 3 months ago.
I know.
And that's what they, and she's like,
well, you're exactly he was right.
Rude. That son of a, I'm going to tell him when he walks in from FanDuel. And that's what happened. She sat on it.
You're not wrong.
She sat on that
info. I agree with you, Taz. But
someone just told her yesterday.
But it's unfair. Like, it's unfair.
You have a husband. That's part of life. It's about unfair.
But I'm not judging my wife when she's at a party.
Because
and how she's interacting with other people. Do you? Do you judge it? Like, you're at your brother-in-law's for a barbecue.
Oh, we have a blast.
You have a blast, right? But are you analyzing your wife and how she's interacting?
No. She'll chop my hands off.
My point being is you're not. You're not thinking about that.
No, my wife's an angel. She's the best. But the thing
I understand that. But I love my wife.
My wife is cool with me. Remember I told you that story when I fell backwards at the barbecue?
Yeah,
on the chair.
The chair, yeah.
Ass end over tea kettle. Mm,
right.
Big bump jump.
Right. Into the dirt.
Yeah, into the dirt. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
I blip pack, the whole thing.
Yeah.
And my wife's, I'm laying on the ground, looking up, laughing, and everyone's looking down at me. You know, picture this vision. My wife's like, most people didn't even know you were here. I mean, I never talked to no one. And everybody laughed at my wife's joke as I'm laying there with my back out, my neck, my head split open.
That's
funny,
that's a
honey.
Good line.
Good
that's
joke.
A good line.
As I'm laying here, bumped. She goes, now people know you were here. Something like that.
That's a great line.
I didn't get mad at her. She was sit with me still. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah, but the thing is, listen, you need to tell people at these parties, leave me alone. Okay, I get paid to talk. I'm taking a break right now. I want to relax. Set the tone, Moose. Set the tone.
But then you'll never be invited back.
They will because they like your wife.
I'm getting judged on how I interact with family, with friends of kids that play with Jackson and flag football.
Oh, really?
Why I'm not interacting with the other guys and having a good time doing this.
Are you kidding me, dude? You need to put your foot down. Enough of this crap, dude.
Put my foot down. Yeah, I'd like to be welcomed back in the house and not have the locks change. What do you mean, put my foot down?
No, you need to put your foot down, not with your marriage, at the football game.
Well,
the
guy walks up and wants to break down jet football. What am I supposed to do?
Hey, you're a sports radio guy. Let's talk about this. Hey. You're like, you know what, bro? How about you go scratch your ass?
Right.
That's what you tell them.
Right.
That's what you tell them. You need to put your foot down with these people, not Donna, with these other people. You don't need these people in your life. The more friends you have, the more people
really,
you have to trust.
Honestly, in all honesty, someone will walk up. You walk into a barbecue involving friends, right? Yeah. You walk into a barbecue, and you're going to be like, listen, don't talk to me.
Wrestling, don't talk to me. People, no, don't talk to me about wrestling.
No, I'm
Pete Pallotta is the only civilian I'll talk to wrestling about.
Well, of course. I mean, I could use a word, but yes, he's your biggest savant. He's a wrestling savant. You talk to him every morning about wrestling.
Yeah.
But you walk into a fun, no wrestling talk, but no talk period. You want to just be left alone.
So leave me alone.
You just sit there, walk around the barbecue brooding.
Feed me, leave me alone. I'll drink some beers, pack a lip.
Maybe I got to try that.
But this is your fault, Moose, and Andrew could attest to this.
You're right about that.
The reason why it's your fault.
It's not Mark's fault.
I feel like I'm home again.
No, it is your fault. I'll tell you why it's your fault, because you do too much small talk with people. And once you engage with, hey, how's it going? Once you do that, you're done. Now everybody wants to be your friend. You can't do small talk. You got to go like me. Hey, what's up? Just do a little finger thing like this. How's it going? That's it. That's how you wave. What's up? Bro, they'll leave you alone all day.
They're like, oh, he's in a bad mood.
Yeah. But then, that's a fair point.
Bogus, you have anything for us?
Ravens won. Willie Taggart got fired. And back to you.
All right. Thank
That's
you.
That's how every update should be. That was awesome,
well
bro.
Well done.
Awesome.
Best one of the best one ever. Right. 19 months together, that's the best
Good
one.
Stuff, right, Mike? That was right. Good.
Put it in the Hall of Fame.
You guys have any advice? What would you do?
Oh, boy. I don't have any advice.
Thanks, Mike.
None.
P?
I'd find a quiet corner and just...
Man. Just tell him, you have gas. Tell him you have agita. You know, I ate some bad wings. No, I ate bad chicken.
Now
I have
over,
gas.
I'm over the barbecue thing. Now it's trying to rectify the thing with the wife, my wife.
Well, but, I mean, yeah, but she
went to bed angry.
Oh, boy.
Not well.
Well, the poor woman has a, she has a dryer with no wash machine.
Yes.
She can dry her clothes. She can't wash them.
Yeah.
She's got a, her porch has got a wash machine on it.
Yeah.
She can't find her mailbox because it got eaten up by the wash machine. And the kids probably are playing with the wash machine on the porch.
Yeah. They're climbing into it.
That's what I'm saying. It's like a jungle gym.
Turn it on.
Turn it on. Plug it in, Jackson. Plug it in.
It's Taz of the Moose on this Monday morning. We'll come back. We'll talk a little Packers football. They laid an egg out in Los Angeles against the Chargers. We'll do that next on this Monday. CBS Sports Radio.
It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio. It's Taz and the Moose on CBS Sports Radio.
All right, ExxonMobil is growing algae for biofuels that could one day power trucks, ships, and planes with half the greenhouse gas emissions of today's fuels. Learn more at energyfactor.com. This week's unexpected play, how about the play of the Miami Heat? Basically special here. Miami improved to 5-1 on the season after thrashing the Houston Rockets yesterday, 129-100. Miami had the game, led the game by as many as 41 points in the victory. So there you have it for the Miami Heat.
Dude,
there's your
smell?
Little NBA update.
You smell that?
No.
It smells like sewage. That's
I have
disgusting.
No idea.
Horrible.
I don't,
you guys smell it over there?
You have the nostrils of Superman.
Do
you
not.
Really do.
Man, it's bad.
I don't smell anything, no.
I don't.
Oh, man, it smells like rancid. I don't know if I can say that word.
Don't say it.
I won't.
It smells bad in the studio.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe it's the garbage.
I don't know. Mike, can someone get, can you have someone get like an air, you know.
No, don't spray the Lysol. please. Because it's a tough smell to overcome.
Would you rather smell like it smells like a dead raccoon
well,
in here?
Like I mentioned, I only have one nostril I can breathe through. The other one,
really?
Deviated septum.
Oh,
I remember
right.
that. I have to have that nasal me. Surgery. Not
forgot,
a nose job, just the nasal
medical.
Surgery. They have to drill through one of the cartilage in my other nostril so I can breathe through it.
Hmm.
Can't breathe.
Oh.
Nice. Those are my nostrils right now.
It was
now.
A little snot rocket you were doing there.
I wish.
You
I
can't
respect
do
the
it.
I respect the healthy snot rocket. I can't do the snot rocket.
Well, the smell in here smells just really bad, like rancid, horrid. Don't want to move to make it smell better. Can we get one of those little green trees?
Oh, like in a car?
Yeah, we'll just hang one up on the lights.
Yeah, they're open downstairs. Head on out. How about the Packers, Taz, yesterday
what
going
happened?
Into Los Angeles
oh,
and
yeah.
laying egg against the Chargers, 26-11 the final. And the Chargers are one of those strange teams. They fired their offensive coordinator, Kent Whisenhunt, earlier in the week. You know, they've had a disappointing season up until this point. They're now 4-5 after the 15-point win. The Packers were a 3-point favorite at 7-1 going into the game. You know, and Aaron Rodgers struggled, 23 of 35, 161 yards and a touchdown. They got Devontae Adams back in the fold. He had 7 catches, 41 yards, recovering from that turf toe. They didn't run the ball all that effectively, all that much as well. You had Rivers throw for nearly 300 yards, and they ran for a 159 on the ground as well. They held the football, did the Los Angeles Chargers, for over 35 minutes in the game. Minimized the opportunity. I mean, just a strange game in which... the Green Bay Packers offense was shut down against a Chargers defense that really has not been all that great this year.
It's really surprising. I know the Packers are on the road, but they come in there. Well, it was 7-1 at the time. Now they sit 7-2. And to your point, and it's just complete domination of time and possession for the Chargers, for the Los Angeles Chargers. It was unbelievable. Yeah, I watched a good chunk of this game, and I'm like, wow. What is going on? And, you know, Aaron Rodgers, what was he, 23 of 35, 161. One touchdown, no interception. So, You know, but Rivers was very efficient, to your point.
Yeah, but think about that. Look, I mean, look at the Chargers here, and this is why they're always the strangest team. I don't care who's coaching the team with Rivers at the quarterback spot, right? Think about this, right? They just went out there and beat the Packers, who you would probably say, we were having the discussion last week, probably the third best team in the NFC going into the Week 9 action. Right?
Yeah,
we agreed upon that, right?
Totally, yeah.
So this is a team that lost to the Broncos, led by Joe Flacco at home. Lost to the Steelers, in which they made the game, in which the Pittsburgh Steelers in Los Angeles led that game by, you know, what, 17 at one point in time? I mean, they were dominating the football game before you got a late Charger rally. I think at one point in time, the Chargers scored 17 unanswered points. It was 24-0 at one point in time before this Chargers scored 17 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. That game really wasn't all that tight. They lost to the Tennessee Titans on the road. Remember the Melvin Gordon fumble?
Yeah.
You know, in the goal-to-go situation late. So they had those three straight losses. Come back, they win in Chicago. Pinheiro missed 41-yard field goal at the gun that would have won it for the Bears. And then come back home against the Green Bay Packers and beat the Packers. But think about that. This is what makes the NFL so crazy. They're 4-5. They just went out there and arguably beat the third-best team in the NFC at home and did it convincingly. It's the same team that lost to the Broncos and the Steelers and the Titans on the road.
I know. You can't figure it out. And on any given Sunday, as they say, right? I mean, anything could happen, and that's the thing. But I definitely didn't think it would go down like this here, that the Packers would go down like this to the Chargers. And now for the was it for the Packers? What do they got next? They got Carolina, I believe. Yeah, they got Carolina. So, you know, you never know.
Yeah, the Packers will be okay. Yeah, I mean, they're not going there. It's a loss. I guess I'm more head scratching is what drives you crazy about the NFL and what makes it so difficult if you'd happen to gamble on games is really the kind of the inconsistency of performances. Because up until this point in time, you'd say, all right, well, the Green Bay Packers have been by far the more consistent and better football team. It's not like the Chargers are without talent. They've just not shown any kind of consistency here, Taz. And there they are yesterday. And not just winning a nail biter against the Green Bay Packers. I mean, that game was 26-3 before a fourth quarter touchdown by the Green Bay Packers. They held Aaron Rodgers, who looked completely uncomfortable in the pocket, to 3 points until late fourth quarter.
Yeah, I mean, to just show you how lopsided first downs, as far as first downs go, the Chargers had 24 first downs and the Pack had 13. I mean, you mentioned the time of possession. It was a 10-minute gap, roughly, in a time of possession also, leaning towards the Chargers. They got outplayed completely. I mean, completely the Packers did. They come into that game 7-1 and just get punked out in California, across the California, by the Chargers. Yeah, crazy. Crazy turn of events.
They did.
At least you look at the Patriots lose last night to the Ravens on the road. But at least the Ravens are sitting in first place. They're a good team. They're a better team than the Chargers are. You know what I mean?
No doubt about it. And then quickly here, Taz, because we only have brief time before we head to the top of the hour update.
Time is flying by.
Top of the hour break. But I will say this: Chicago's got a quarterback problem. Oh, yeah. I don't care what transpired. The fact that the Bears rallied to make it a 19-14 game, it was 19-0 at one point in time in Philadelphia against the Eagles. Mitchell Trubisky is horrendous at the quarterback spot. 10 of 21 for 125 yards. I mean, he was missing throws left and right. He is awful.
He's getting worse. And I liked him back when he came out of UNC and all that jazz. I was singing his praises last year a little bit. I got to tell you.
He's tough to watch, Taz.
It's bad.
It is absolutely tough to watch when you look at Trubisky right now and what he's doing at that quarterback spot. They've got a quarterback problem.
I don't know what they're going to do. I mean, they got to figure that out. I mean,
Well, you bring in Nagy to help kind of transform that offense, and last year you thought maybe they did, and he's regressed. That's the point that's so scary, Taz.
Yeah, not connecting.
No, he played poorly in that playoff game against the Philadelphia Eagles, a game that they eventually lost. Well, and you know what? He's looked horrendous this year when he's been healthy.
Are you ready to go to Chase Daniel?
I would.
Mike, would you go to Chase Daniel?
I would, yeah.
I would, too. I'd go to Chase Daniel at this point.
We'll come back. We got the three for you. We got a little NFL, some college news. That headlines the morning here on this Monday. It's Taz and the Moose with you. 2 hours down. We got 60 minutes left to play with right here on CBS Sports Radio.